Most state offices in Tennessee will be closed for a second day today. The government shut down after legislators failed to pass a new budget over the weekend. About half of the state's workforce has been furloughed without pay, and legislative leaders are not optimistic about a quick solution. From Nashville, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In Tennessee, it's now impossible to get a driver's license, visit the health department, or even stop at a highway rest area. All but the most essential state services have been shut down, the result of a political impasse in the Tennessee legislature that's left the government without a budget for the next fiscal year. Yesterday, colleges canceled classes and state hospitals scaled back medical care. Rhonda Blair works in an office that helps regulate nursing homes and other health facilities. She's among 22,000 government employees who were told not to report to work.
I mean, I think this is ridiculous that you are furloughing state employees for a week, single mothers, single fathers. I mean, I have an office of four single mothers, myself being one, and this is going to put everybody in a strain.
Blair spent part of yesterday afternoon picketing outside the Tennessee Capitol, urging legislators to break a political stalemate that's paralyzed them for months. The state is running a shortfall of about $800 million, and politicians can't agree what to do about it. Some want to cut spending, others suggest raising the sales tax, while still others want to start an income tax, which Tennessee hasn't had since the 1930s. After the state house finished another unproductive session yesterday, Finance Committee Chairman Matt Kisber said none of the budget plans have enough votes to pass.
There is a plurality for everything, a majority for nothing, and we're going to continue to have these kind of problems until, out of sheer luck, something hits that everybody can agree to.
Legislators don't have to look far to see the effects of the stalemate. Inside the Capitol, garbage bags have begun to pile up in the corridors because cleaning crews aren't at work. And outside the Capitol, the impasse has sparked growing protests from angry constituents. On the sidewalk beside the Capitol, protesters spent most of yesterday carrying signs and waving to passing motorists in the 90-degree heat. Some were frustrated state employees who want to return to work, while others were arguing for or against new taxes. Activist Brian Miller urged legislators to create an income tax to avoid further cuts in services.
Folks around here care about the future of Tennessee. I mean, we want adequate education. We want our kids to have a future. You know, we want adequate health care. We want our parks to stay open. And in order to do that, we need a modern tax system.
Miller passed out literature bemoaning Tennessee's low rankings in spending for education, libraries, and environmental programs. But just a few feet away, anti-tax activists expressed a different view. Attorney Allison Coates said legislators should vote down the income tax and all new taxes.
They're wasting the money that we send to them now. They could very easily cut out the fat and clear up the deficit without having to hold our state employees hostage.
Tennessee is not alone in its budget crisis. Almost every state had a shortfall this year, and some still are struggling to find solutions. But Tennessee's problems run deeper. Even when other states had surpluses in the late 90s, Tennessee was short on money. Now it's the only state facing such an extensive government shutdown and such an emotional public debate. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Nashville.